This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrettson Building Supply, Dana Bieber of Affordable Fuel Washington with us. A proposal in that state's legislature to tax Oregonians and others, essentially a gas tax for those out of state. Dana, explain more about this proposal.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks so much for the opportunity to talk with you and your listeners. Well, you're exactly right. There is a clever scheme by Washington lawmakers to get Oregonians to pay for our transportation system by imposing a 6 cents a gallon tax on fuel exported to other states, which of course includes Oregon, which is really important because Oregon imports about 90% of its petroleum from Washington. So this export tax would hit your state harder than most. And that's why we're talking to your listeners today to encourage them to contact their legislators and ask their legislators to contact Washington lawmakers so they can hear that this is an unfair proposal for Oregonians. And it's really easy to do that. Oregonians can simply go to gov.oregonlive.com. Just plug in your address and you can easily contact your legislator and urge them to oppose House Bill 2119.
Now, is this something new or has this been done or tried other places too?
Nope, this is a first-in-the-nation tax. There's been no other state that has an export tax to other states. So Washington is breaking ground here, and the likes of Oregon and Idaho and Alaska would end up paying the cost of it, about $2 billion over 16 years, that would all go to fund Washington's transportation system.
So why the idea of saddling Oregonians with paying for something in a state they don't live in?
You know, that's a question, Kyle, I simply can't answer. I don't know how the Washington legislature believes that this is, first of all, legal, but it's certainly not fair. And that's why you're going to see Governor Brown, who's spoken out to Governor Inslee. In fact, she's placed an op-ed in today's Seattle Times urging a no vote on House Bill 2119, at least the export tax portion of it, because it's simply unfair. I mean, this has never been done before, and it's unprecedented and damaging and costly, and it really hits Oregonians harder at the time when we're all paying quite a high price at the pump, and then this is just another tax on fuel.
Now, Oregonians may not necessarily know that most of their fuel does indeed come from refineries in Washington.
Yeah, 90% of it. So that's when you add a 6 cents a gallon tax on fuel that's exported to Oregon, that really hits hard. And it actually adds up, obviously, like I said, to about $2 billion. And all the benefit goes to Washington. The cost is all with Oregon. And that's why we urge you to contact your legislator. Ask them to contact their counterpart in Washington to oppose the fuel export tax in House Bill 2119, and you can do it at gov.oregonlive.com.
Now, is this a brand new proposal, or has it been out for a while?
It's been out for just a short while, but it's moving quickly. So it was passed out of committee yesterday, and it's on what I would call a fast track. So we would encourage your listeners to make their voice heard sooner rather than later so that legislators in Washington know that this clever scheme is simply unfair to Oregonians.
So what would Washington State do with all the funds received from this export tax?
It would go towards our transportation budget, and we can fund our roads and our bridges and our ferries. Just it goes to funding all of our transportation system on the backs of Oregonians.
And what kind of support are you seeing? Is this one of those that's kind of Democrats on one side, Republicans on another, or is there some variance?
It was drafted by Democrats, but we are seeing others really step in and oppose the measure. As I said, Governor Brown opposes this. The governor of Idaho, Alaska has stated their opposition to this as well. And for good reason, you know, this is really ripe for retaliation. Other states could impose taxes and fees on Washington, and it can get into an interstate trade war in that way. And that's not what our system is built on. It's unfair and it's costly, and that's why we're urging Oregonians to make their voice heard.
And the petroleum industry, I understand, is questioning the constitutionality of this proposal.
And I think that's a fair question to ask. But Washington lawmakers and Governor Inslee has in mind that this is legal and they're pursuing it with vigor. And that's why we need to take a look at this and make sure that Oregonians and those in Idaho and Alaska are aware of this proposal and how unfair and costly it is for voters in your state and others.
Now, if it does get through, if it is signed into law by Governor Inslee, when would it take effect?
It would take effect, I think, in July. Would be the transportation budget would take effect then. But, you know, there's another point to be made. Today, it's an export tax on fuel. But this opens the door for politicians to tax other Washington products. So today it's fuel, but tomorrow we can impose these taxes on apples or wine or wheat or a variety of products. So it sets a bad precedent. And that's why we're urging your residents in your state to contact their legislator and urge them to oppose House Bill 2119.
Now, tell us more about Affordable Fuel Washington, about your organization.
We are an organization of Washington farmers and consumers and small businesses that are advancing proposals that are fair and balanced related to how we treat the cost of gasoline.
And anything else people should know about the proposal?
I think that what I would say is the most important thing is we've got to move quickly. So if they would your voters in your state would go to gov.oregonlive.com, simply type in your name and your address, urge your lawmaker to contact their counterpart in Washington to oppose this unfair, costly fuel export tax to Oregon.
Dana Bieber, Affordable Fuel Washington, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks so much, Kyle. Take care.
8:38 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.